Good morning. Today's daf is daf lama gimel. We're going to start a couple lines on the bottom of daf lama beis on the beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Ahuva and Akiva Silver, Lezecha Nishmas Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia. Okay, we'll start on by the Tanur Rabbanan. We'll talk about Kriya Shema. So it is, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 11 lines up from the bottom, right? Yeah, Tanur Rabbanan. We're going through the list of the Mishnah with some things that can be said in any language and some things that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And we're still in the items that now can be said in any language. And we bring down Kriya Shema, which our Mishnah says can be said in any language, but it turns out it's actually a machlokas. So Tanur Rabbanan. Kriya Shema Kiksava. Kriya Shema has to be... Wait, is that where we're up to? Or would you start... Okay, further up. Kriya Shema Minolan. How do you know that Kriya Shema... Our Mishnah says a Kriya Shema can be said in any Lashon. How do you know that? Minolan. Because the pasuk says Shema Yisrael, b'chol lashon shemato shomeya. It says Shema Yisrael here. So any language that you can hear, that's sufficient for Kriya Shema to be said in. Anyone can say in any language that they understand. The Tanur Rabbanan. Now there's actually a machlokas. Tanur Rabbanan Kriya Shema kichsava. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says that you have to say Kriya Shema in the way it's written. The way it's written is in Lashon HaKodesh. It has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh and not in any other language. Divrei Rabbi. V'chachamim omrim. The Chachamim go like our Mishnah, and they say Bechol Lashon. They say it can be said in any Lashon. So my time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reason for saying that it has to be Lashon HaKodesh and not in any other language? Amakra, the pasuk says V'hayu. It's V'hayu Advarim Eila She'enoch Mitzavcha Yom Alavecha. V'hayu Behev Yosun Yiyu. It should be said in the way that it is. It should be said that it's written. You have to write it the way it's written, the way it was given in Matan Torah, and that's Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan say? Amakra Shema. Like we just learned, Shema Yisrael, b'chol lashon shato shemeya. Any language that you hear and understand, that's the lashon you can say, you can do Kriya Shema. So Rabbanan nami v'haksi v'hayu. So okay, so Rabbanan, what do you do with the drasha of Rebbe? Rebbe says v'hayu, which is mashma, it's behev yosun yiyu. So he says no, ahu shelo yikra'ena l'mafreya. That is that you can't read the psukim out of order. You have to read, even though you can say it in any language, even if you're reading it in English or French or whatever, it has to be, the translation has to be in order of the psukim. You can't skip around. That's actually the halacha. The halacha is, if you can't skip psukim when it comes to krishma within each individual parsha. I saw in the Chayyadam last night that it may be that if you go with the parsha set of order, you might be yotze b'di'evid, but if you go out of order of the psukim within each parsha, then it's out of order, and that's not good. Okay, so the Rebbe shelo yikra'ena l'mafreya minolei. Okay, so Rebbe, you learned v'hayu to teach me that it has to be in Hebrew. So how do you know that you can't read it out of order? Nafkalei midvarim hadvarim. It says v'hayu hadvarim. These words, these specific words, have to be said in this order. It has to be. So okay, so the Rabbanan. So if you can learn it out from hadvarim, why can't you? What do you need anything else for? Rabbanan devarim hadvarim lo mashmalu. Rebbe says that it says hadvarim. The extra hey is enough to teach you another limud. But the Rabbanan say dvarim, hadvarim. There's nothing there to make a limud. Yeah.
Right.
He's just learning, but he's splitting up. He's saying Vav Yasser only means in the language that's given, and then now has to be given. You can still say the language and do it out of order. Now he's giving a specific order. Vav Yasser is talking about the language, right? Did you do Tosfos yesterday on Amud Aleph, on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, about the Kriya Shema? Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Kriya Shema. Okay, it's fine. So continue. So the Rebbe who says. Rebbe, who says that it has to be Bev Yasson, but doesn't it say Shema? Like the Chachamim say, it says Shema, which is Mashna, any language. So Rebbe, Nami Haksiv Shema, does it also say Shema? So he says, no, Hahumi Boyli Lashmi Loznacha Mashna Tamotsu Picha. Shema does not come to teach me anything about the language. Shema has come to teach me that you need to hear what you're saying when it comes to Kriya Shema. You have to say it in an audible tone. The Rabbanan, so what do they? How do they learn that out? How do they learn? They say no, they don't hold that. They hold the evidence. If you say Kriya Shema quietly and you don't hear what you're saying, that's you're still yotze. So the Martin says, Lema kasava revi kol haTorah b'chol lashon emra. From this, maybe we can learn that Rebbe holds that the entire Torah, according to Rashi. Rashi says. The entire Torah of reading the Torah in the base Knesset, the second Rashi says, should be in any lashon. Why? to Esau Kadaitav Balashan Kodesh Nemra, if you think that the Torah has to be read Balashan Kodesh, Vahayu the Kasav Rachman Alamali. So why do I specifically need a Pasuk in Kriyashma to tell me that it has to be read in Hebrew? The whole Torah should theoretically be read Mashma, that the whole Torah can be read in any language. And specifically by Kriyashma, it has to be read in Hebrew. So Tosos and Brachas and Daf Yud Gimel doesn't like Rashi's Pshat, because Rashi says that Lekros Beis Knesses, they're talking about the Kol Lashon, the Torah, any Torah that you're reading in Beis HaKnesses. But Tosos and Dibur Masa Belashon Kodesh and Brachas Yud Gimel says it doesn't make sense because Ezra was metakin the Griyas Torah. It's a Dindar Rabbanan. So we're talking about going back and forth on what the Dindar right, what the, that you can talk about Beis Knesses, it has to be read in Lashon Kodesh, it's a Dindar Rabbanan. So Tosos says that we're talking about the Parshios HaMechuyavim Lekros Doraisa, like Parshas Zachar, or Parshas Bikurim, or the ones that are listed in our Mishnah. So that you would say that, you see from here that since Rebbe needs a specific limud to tell me that Shema has to be in Hebrew, so all the other Parshios that have to be read, they can be read in any language. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Itzrich, I still need Shema, I still need to learn Bahayu to teach me that it has to be read in Hebrew, Mishum Dixiv Shema, because I want to be Lafuke, the other Shita. It says Shema, you would have a Havamin or Shema to learn like the Rabbanan that it could be in any language, therefore it says Bahayu. Now the Gemara does the opposite way. Lema Kasav, Rabbanan, Kol Torah, Kuv, Lashon, Kodesh, Nemra. Maybe the Rabbanan say that everything has to be read in Hebrew. The Esau Kodaita, Pachol Lashon, if it can be read in any Lashon, so Shema, which teaches me that it can be read in, that teaches me it can be read in Chol Lashon Lamali. It must be that it's coming to teach me that, unlike other places, here it can be in Chol Lashon. He says, no, again, it's Triach Mishun Nuxiv Hayu. Because of the limit of Vahayu that Rebbe learned, that maybe Vahayu would teach me that it has to be in Hebrew, therefore it comes to teach me Shema, that it can be said in any other language, just like the rest of the parashios that need to be read. Okay? The next case is Tefillah. So tefillah can be said in any lashon, the Mishnah said. And here the Gemara doesn't bring a source. It just assumes right away that there's a svara. Why rachmanihi? It's a bakashas of rachamim to say tefillah. They call hechi devoy mitzali. And any way that you want to plead for rachamim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's sufficient. So the netziv in parshas Devarim in parak aleph pasuk memhei. The pasuk says this is after they went up to the mountain and they got defeated by the Emorim, and then the Emorim were hit like Dvorim, meaning that the Emorim hit to kill somebody, but they were like bees and then they got killed themselves. The pasuk says they returned and they cried to Hashem, and Hashem didn't hear their voices and he didn't listen to them. So the Tziv here brings down that there are two different types of tefillah. The type of tefillah which is the one that you just pour out your heart and soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's an independent davening, an independent tefillah, just pouring out what's in your heart. The Tziv says over here, this pasuk, that's what the Gemara and Sota is talking about. It references our Gemara and Sota. That's what the Gemara. If you're just coming out with shifting kamayim libeh to pour out to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that can be said in any language. But the liturgy, the real, the approved text of the Siddur, that's supposed to be said as in accordance with the text that's written, and that must be in Hebrew. And I saw online that brought down that the Chasam Sofer uses this idea also to, in his tshuvas against the reform movement's change of the liturgy into different languages. He says, and they said, oh no, we're allowed to. The Gemara and Sofer says you can daven in any language. He says he makes a chiluk between an individual prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also the communal tefillah b'tzibur, which has to be done in accordance with the text of the Siddur. Okay, so the Gemara just said now that tefillah can be in any language. So Gemara says, "Tefillah b'chol lashon, can tefillah really be in any language? We're going to prove that tefillah can't be in any language." V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda says, "La'olam al yishal adam tzrocha b'lashon aramis. An individual shouldn't ask for his needs in Aramaic. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol hashol tzrocha b'lashon arami, ein malachay hasharis that's kakin lo. Lefish ein malachay hasharis makim b'lashon arami. The malachim who are going to take care of the tefillahs for you, they don't understand the Aramaic." And the Rush brings down that they don't understand Aramaic. Kal v'chol, they don't understand any other Lashon, because Aramaic is very close to Hebrew. If they don't understand Aramaic, they don't understand anything else. And therefore, you see that you shouldn't be davening in any other language. So Gemara says, not lo kasha, that's not an issue. Habi yochid, habi tibur. What Rabbi Yehuda said, that you shouldn't daven in Aramaic, that's talking about someone who's davening b'yichidus. I think that's the psak also. If you're davening b'yichidus, you don't say you can pork on Shabbos. It's only said with the tibur. But habi tibur, if you're davening with tibur, If you're davening mitzibur, you can daven b'loshen arami. So just I think you can think the art school brings us down. This gemara is a major kasha on the sheet of the Rambam and the Ramban about davening with the malach hasharis. The Ramban in his Maimer of Torah Hashem Tamimo, he says vavoda hazara hashlishis. What's the third form of voda zara? Vehema ovdim lamalachim. It's the one who, if you daven to malachim, all right, and it doesn't matter if you're davening to right. Or you think that they have power that they have power to take your tefillos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam also says that in the that you're not supposed to have any intermediaries. And here the Gemara is talking about whether or not you can daven in any other language depends upon whether the Malachim can bring your tefillos to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I think it's a question on that. This Gemara seems to be a question on that shita. So then the Gemara continues. The A Malach Hasharis Makim Balashan Arami. Is it really true that the Malach Hasharis don't understand Aramaic? I bring you two cases where there's Aramaic. Batanya, we learned in a Brisa, there was a mice that happened with Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan was the Kohen Gadol, and Shema Basko, mi beis kodesh kadoshim. He heard a Basko, which we're assuming is coming from a Malach. It's not Nevi'ah. It's not Nevuah, because if it was Nevuah, it's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is later on, it's the time of the Chashmonayim. So we're talking about a Basko, which we're assuming comes from the Malachim. Shema Basko, mi beis kodesh kadoshim. Shu Omer Nitzlu Talya Da Azlu Lagacha Kravul Antochia. So not only the Malachim don't know Aramaic, but we don't necessarily understand Aramaic either. But we'll explain what it says here. The Basko came out and said that the Pirkei Kuhuna that went out to fight with the Yavanim in the city of Antioch, which is somewhere in Turkey, they won. They defeated the enemy in battle. B'shuv Maisa B'shim Ratzadik. Another Maisa happened to Shim Ratzadik. Shoshama Baskol, here on Baskol, Mibes Kol Chekatoshim, Shu Omer, B'telis Avidita the Amar Sina La Ayita'a Al Hechola. It was the gezeira of the evil enemy who hates Bnei Yisrael. Their gezeira was to put a avodah zara in the heichal. Their gezeira was knocked off. V'nehara Gaskalgas, and this king Gaskalgas was killed. Ubatul gezeirosav, and the gezeira was wiped away. Right, Kasvu also saw, and they wrote down when they heard the bas call. V'kivnu, and it turns out that the exact moment that the bas call was heard from the Kodesh Kodashim, that's the exact moment that the Yavanim won the battle, and that this Gaskalos was killed. But Belushin Arami Haya Omer. So this is coming out in Aramaic. So Malachim, bas call, they're assuming a bas call is coming from the Malachim. The bas call is in Aramaic. So you see, Malachim do know Aramaic. So my answer is Ibai Seima Baskol Shani. Maybe a Baskol is different because Rashi says a Baskol isn't necessary. A Baskol is coming from them to us, and it has to be said in a way that we understand. At the time, Aramaic was the language. It has to be said in a language that's understand. Ibai Seima Baskol Shani Dilashmu Uyavida, because the whole purpose of the Baskol is to be heard. Ibai Seima Gabriel Havan. Maybe in that situation it was Gabriel. As the Gemara is going to learn later on Daf Lamed Vav, the Amar Ma Bal Gavriel Vilimdu Yishivim Lashem. Gavriel was the one who taught Yosef 70 languages, so Gavriel is the Malach who knows Aramaic. But you can't daven in Aramaic, because who knows if Gavriel is going to be the Malach who's going to hear take care of your tefillos, maybe with somebody else. Only Gavriel knows Aramaic.
You say in Alamei said
that, right.
So what's going on here?
Right, Yochanan Kohen Gadol. No, the second Shimon Tzadik is a different. Is a different.
So not Shimon Tzadik, that's earlier.
Right.
Yochanan Kohen Gadol, this is the same one.
Right.
So the Chanukah still only happened with his son and his grandson. So and also this on Yom Kippur.
They said the battle was on Yom Kippur. They said the battle was on Yom Kippur.
What was that?
I don't know. Said the battle was. Says the battle was. I don't know. Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Question is, how's it Shimon Tzadik also? Shimon Tzadik was. It seems to be saying it's going in chronological order. Shimon Tzadik is a little. Yeah, I think the article says it's a different Shimon. And Gaskalitska says not a Greek king, it's a Roman king. So there's whatever. There are historical issues to work out, and they work it out. Okay. The next case is Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon also can be said in any language. Why the Ksiv? V'achalta v'savatu v'rachta s'shem alokecha. The Torah doesn't give any language any words that has to be said for Birchas Hamazon. It says it's Beirachta. So any language you want to bless Hashem, you can bless Hashem. Then the next case is Shavuos Eidos. If someone swears falsely that he doesn't know Eidos that can help his friend, how do you know that can be said in any language? The pasuk says, so a person swears that he didn't have this Eidos, it says, whatever he hears, and Gemara says, any language that he hears or understands that the shvuah that's being imposed upon him, that's enough. And if he violates that shvuah, then he has to bring the carbon. And Shavuos HaPikadon also, if he swears falsely denying that he has the Pikadon of his friend. So Aisa Techta Techta Mishavuos Eidos. Because Eir Shava, using the words Techta that appears in Shavuos HaPikadon, because it says Nefesh Kisechta Umala Malba Hashem, and the word Techta appears by the above, we said by Shavuos Eidos, because it says Nefesh Kitechta Vesham Al Kol Allah, just like by Shavuos Eidos it's B'chol Hashem, so too by Shavuos HaPikadon it can be said it's B'chol Hashem. The Mishnah continued that these are the things that are now have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, and it talked about Mikra Bikurim, Mechalitza, Ad, all these dinim. And it said, Mikra Bikurim, Ketzad, how do you know Mikra Bikurim has to be said by Lashon HaKodesh? The Pasuk says, Vanisa Ve'amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. It says the word Vanisa Ve'amarta, Ulahalanu Omer, by the Leviim, by the Brachas of Kolos, by the Leviim, it says, Va'anu Aleviim Va'amru Al Kol Ish Yisrael. So ma ni amur lahalam lashon hakodesh akam lashon hakodesh. Just like the aniyah by the Leviim is lashon hakodesh, so too by mikra bikurim it's by lashon hakodesh. But the Gemara says, well, Leviim gufa minalan. So how do we know by the Leviim was dafka said by lashon hakodesh to learn at the gzeir shava to mikra bikurim? Gemara says, asher kol kol mimoshe. Learn gzeir shava for matan Torah. Why? Ksiv hacha. When it says by the brachas of kolos, va'anu Leviim va'amru el kol ish yisrael, it says kol ram. Ksiv hasam by Moshe, it says Moshe deber v'alhim yanenu bekol. Gzeir shava of kol. Right? Mala Halam by the Aseret HaDibros is B'Lashon HaKodesh. Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Now you have Lashon HaKodesh by Matan Torah. Learns to Gzeir Shava of Lashon HaKodesh to the Leviim and the Brachos of Kolos. Learn that, another Gzeir Shava to Mikra Bikurim, that it has to be done B'Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? Now in the Mishnah, the next case is the Chalitza. In the Mishnah there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanah. What's the source that the Nusaf of Chalitza has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh? The Rabbanah learned it out, like we just said, Gzeir Shava from the Brachos. They learned it out, just like Bikurim, they learned it out Gzeir Shava from the Brachos of Kolos. And Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the parsha of Chalitza itself, where it says, V'amra Kacha. Kacha means like, she should say this. So he says, when it says this, that means Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara is going to explain what each Tana does from the Pesukim that the other Tana brings down as its Makor. So, the Mishnah says, Chalitza Ketzad. How do you know Chalitza? So, we just explained with the Machlokes from Yehuda and Rabbanan this. So, Rabbanan, who say that the Makor of Chalitza being said in Lashon HaKodesh, they learn it out from Gzeir Shava, HaKacha Ma'avileh. What do they learn with the words Kacha that Rabbi Yehuda learned? That it has to be in Hebrew? So, Mibaylu L'davar Shu Ma'isim Akiv. They learn it out to teach that anything that's a maisa in the chalitza, any maisa that takes place during that process, that's ma'akev. Rashi says, "Ldavishu maisa ma'akev." The last Rashi, ma'akev ba kigon chalitza v'rakika the kacha mashma ikuva the asher lishnos the samkul aisa lomar shem maisa ma'akev. In other words, that all the maisa that she does, taking off the shoe and the spitting, that's all ikuva. If those aren't done during the chalitza process, then the chalitza process is not done appropriately. Alright, so what about saying Lashon HaKodesh, shouldn't that be Ma'akev? So it said that you're supposed to do it, say the words, but if you don't say the words, it's not Ma'akev, but it's a mitzvah, you violate the mitzvah of not saying the words, the text that has to take place during the Chalitza. Okay, so that's how the Rabbanan learned the words Kacha, which Rabbi Yehuda learned out for that it has to be said Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, so now Rabbi Yehuda learns Kacha. Rabbi Yehuda, how do they know that all these Maisim are all these maisim are ma'akev? He says, Miko kacha. It could have said ko yasa. Instead it says kacha yasa, that's enough to teach me two items. One, it teaches me, like Rabbi Yehuda said, it teaches me that it has to be said by Lashon HaKodesh. And two, it teaches me that all these maisim have to be done in the ikuva. Okay, so if you're learning out both things from kacha, what do the Rabbanan do? Rabbanan, ko kacha lo mashmalahu. They don't learn, the extra kaf isn't enough for them to make a limud, and therefore they have to take the kacha they learn for the ikuva for the maisim, and the lashon hakodesh they learn after the gzeira shava. Great. So Rabbi Yehuda, va'ansava amr ma'avilei, va'ansava amr is where you got the gzeira shava from the Leviim. So what does he do va'ansava amr? So Rabbi Yehuda turns it on his head. He says no, the whole limud for the Leviim comes out from chalitza. Right? High answer of Amr Ma'abilei, Mibaylei Legmur Leviim B'Lashon HaKodesh. You learn out that the Leviim saying the brachos are kolos has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. You learn it out from Chalitza, about answer of Amr B'Chalitza. That's the Gzeir Shav that he had from his Rebbe, because he didn't have the other Gzeir Shav, and you can't learn a Gzeir Shav unless you have the Mishsor for it. So that's the Gzeir Shav that he had, that you learn out that the Leviim was said, that the Leviim was said, the brachos are kolos by the Leviim was said in Lashon HaKodesh from the answer of Amr by Chalitza, which is said by Lashon HaKodesh, which is learned out from the words Kacha. So the Gemara says, the Leilev Kol Mimoshe. Why do I need to learn out the brachos and klalos was in Hebrew from Chalitza, learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu, like we just had before. So he says, no. Ani ani gamir kolkol lo gamir. Rabbi Yehuda had a kibbutz from his Rebbe, the drasha of ani ani, but he wasn't mekabel the kavachomer of kolkol, and you can't daven gzeirah shava me'atzmo. So only when he was mekabel from his Rebbe, that's the gzeirah shava that he learned. Right.
Call. How do you extend that to
Levium? No, the Levium.
Before, you
learned
Levium from Moshe, right?
Right, you learned Levium from Moshe. Right. Well, I know Levium, that's what's said there. Now they're going to bring another brisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda learned that the brachos of kolos are learned in the lashon kodesh from gzeir shava of aniyah ve'amira and not kol kol, because tainam ha'achir Yehuda omer kol machem shtemar ko. Any place that says ko, kacho, aniya, amira, that's eno elav lashon hakodesh. Kol is by, we learn out in, later on by the Birkas Kohanim, it says kol tevarchu, that has to be lashon hakodesh. Kacho is by chalitza, and aniya of amira de levium. The aniya of amira is by levium, that the makor is a gzeir shava to the aniya of amira in chalitza. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go talk about what happened with the brachos and klolos. They're going to try to prove where Har Grizim and Har Eval is. So Machlokas is where Har Grizim and Har Eval is. There are all these two mountains near Shechem, near the modern-day city of Shechem, that Har Grizim and Eval, one has vegetation, one doesn't. That's where it's assumed it's Har Grizim and Har Eval. So Machlokas in the Gemara, if that is actually the case, that that's where Har Grizim and Har Eval, it happens because that's pretty far away from where Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. They entered, of course, in the Yarden, close to Gilgal, and Shechem is a little northwest, more than a little, it's northwest of where they crossed the Jordan River. So we'll go through the Psukim to try to figure out where Har Grizim and Har Eval is. If Har Grizim and Har Eval are not the Har Grizim and Har Eval that we know, then what they say happened was when they crossed over the Yarden by Gilgal, they built these two mounds. I guess it somehow was big enough for all of Klal Yisrael to split up and be on each mountain. But that's the machlokas of where is Har Grizim and where is Har Eval. So the Mishnah said, Brachos uklolos ketzad. How did they do the brachos and klolos? He says, Kevach of Yisrael, so Yardim, Mechulo, they came to Har Grizim and Har Eval. That, and the Mishnah, our Mishnah says it was in Shomron, which is near Shechem by Eilim Amre. Right? So that's where it is. So Tana Rabbanan. The Torah says that, where's the Makam Har Grizim and Har Eval? The Torah says, it's the Psukim, maybe we should read the whole Psukim. The Psukim are in Dvar and Perukid Allah, Pasach of Tess. It says, Vahaya Kiviyacha Hashem, Nailo Hechel, Aretz, Asher, Tav Hashem, Larishta, Benasata, that's a brachal Har Grizim, it's a klolo Har Eval. Halohema be'eva ha'yarden, they're on the other side of the Yarden, meaning Bnei Yisrael are now talking on the east bank of the river. And they're on the Hashem saying, Halohema be'eva ha'yarden, it's on the other side. Acharei derech mavo ha'shemesh, right? The Eretz ha'knani, and the land of the Kanani, ha'yosei ba'arava, who slits in the plain, mul ha'gilgal, near Gilgal, or whatever, assume what mul ha'gilgal means, etzel elon ne'more, near elon ne'more. So now we're going to try to explain this psukim to find out where ha'grizim ha'rival is. Tana rabbanan halohema be'eva ha'yarden. It's on the other side of the Yarden. Me'eber le'Yarden ve'elach. It's on the western side of the Yarden. It's far away. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And now Rabbi Yehuda is going to continue and explain his shita in the Psukim. So it says Acharei Derech Mevo Hashemesh. What does that mean? Acharei Derech Mevo Hashemesh. Makom Shachama Zorachas. It's further away from the. It's further to where the sun is shining. It's further away. It's to the west where the sun is shining from where we are. Be'eretz Haknani Hayoshev Ba'arava. It's an Eretz HaKanani that sits in the plain. Elu HaGrizim Har Eval, that's in the cities of it's near the Shomron. Sheyoshim Rehem Kusim, and that's where the Kusim today, what Rabbi Yehuda is talking, that's where the Kusim of today to sit. And that's even Bezman Hazeh, you have the Shomronim, the Sumerians, that they live around Shechem. And if you want to see Korban Pesach, I've heard that the Shomronim actually shecht the Korban Pesach on their whatever they view Pesach as. They probably have a different. Okay, so Mul Gilgal. What does Mul Gilgal mean? It's Samach LaGilgal. Samach, it's near the place where is Gilgal, right? So it's Har Grizim Har Eval is not so close, but maybe Mul Gilgal means you can see it from Gilgal. Eitzel Elonei Mare. What does Elonei Mare mean? That's Shechem. How do I know Shechem? Because Lahalanu Omer, when it says by Avram, by Avram be'eretz ad mekom Shechem al Elon Mare. Avram went to Shechem, which is Elon Mare. So ma Elon Mare ha'omor Lahalan by Avram is Shechem. Avkan it's Shechem. So too it's Shechem. So Agav the Gzeir Shava of Elonei Mare from Avram to here, you see that it's Shechem, and the two mountains there are the current day Har Grizim and Har Eval. Tanya, but So now learning the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, B'davar Zeh Ziyafti Sifrei Kusiyim. Because of this limud, that Shechem is learned out from Gzeirah Shavah to Avram, I was able to passel, so to speak, because I was able to prove that the Sifrei Torah, Kabayachal, that the Kusiyim have, is a forgery. Because again, the Kusiyim didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. They didn't believe in Gzeirah Shavah. Yet their Sefer Torah says, Gzeirah Shavah adds the words Shechem to prove that it's a forgery. They added the word. So Gemara says, Ziyat Sifrei Kusiyim, Amati Lehem Ziyatin Toraskam. You add in extra words. Velo Elisim Yavkam Klum. Shatem Omrim Elonei More Shechem. Right? Anu Modim She Elonei More Shechem. We also agree that Elonei More Shechem. How did you learn? How did you guys figure out that Eilon Amir Yishchem, if not for the Torah Shabbal Peh? So you just forced it in and threw it in the Torah. It's a forgery. You have no place to learn. And obviously, if you don't, that you hold of Torah Shabbal Peh, and everything falls by the wayside if you're claiming otherwise. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda now explained that Hargrizim and Hareval are near Shechem. Rabbi Lezer Omer, hello, Hema be'eva Yarden. It says Hema be'eva Yarden. What does that mean? It means Samachli Yarden. It's right next to the Yarden. Shechem is far further away from the Jordan River. But Rabbi Lezer says no. It's right next to the Yarden. The Ime Eva Yarden the Elach. If it's like the Das of Yehuda, then it's further away from the Yarden. Hello, Ksiv. Ahaya ba'Avrachem es Yarden. The pasuk says Vayava Avrachem es Yarden. On the day that you pass over the Yarden, Takimu es Havanim Ha'Elah Shernochem Tzavus Kamayova Hareva. You're supposed to put up the matzeva with the stones that had the 70 lashonos of the Torah on it that we saw yesterday. So if it's further away in Shechem, they did that in one day. The entire Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden and got to Shechem and did the whole thing in one day. That's too far away. It means that it's Samach Liyarden. It's right next to it. So now he's going to continue explaining his shita. Acharei derech mavo hashemesh. What does that mean? Right. That's makom shachama shokas. That's where the sun sets. It's further away where the sun sets. Be'eretz haknani. So here's the machlokus of what he's doing here. But we're going to learn that he's trying to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. He says be'eretz haknani, eretz achivihi. Shechem is an eretz achivi. It's the makom of the chivi. It says hello shem eretz haknani. You're telling me Shechem hargrizim hareval. That's where the chivim live. So the answer. Sometimes they use the word Eretz Knani as a more of a generic term for the Shiva Amim. But that's the question that he has here. So he says, Eretz Achivihi, Hayoshev Ba'arava, he sits in the plain, Ba'alo Bein Har Megvos Hein Yoshim. The Chivim and the Shechem, it's not the plains. The Jordan River, the Jordan has the Jordan Valley. You have the Bekaa Yarden, that's a plain. That's the plains, that's flatlands. But everywhere else, where Shechem we're talking about, that's the mountainous area. It doesn't make sense in the Psukim. And then it says, the kicker, it says, Mul Gilgal. It's next to Gilgal. Valo lo roas Gilgal. From where you're talking about, Har Grizim Har Eval is by Shechem. It's nowhere near Gilgal. You can't even see Gilgal from there. So mashma that it can't be there. It's much closer. It's much closer to Avar Yarden where they crossed over. So the answer now, Rav Lezer and Yaakov says, no. The Psukim aren't telling you a geographic location of Har Grizim Har Eval. The Psukim here are telling you something else. They're telling Bnei Yisrael the methods of how they're supposed to go about. How they're supposed to go about conquering Eretz Yisrael? What route they should take to go conquer Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer Lo Baha Kosev El Laharos Lahen, to give them Laharos Lahen the Derech, right? Bashnia, to teach them the Derech that's supposed to go after Bashnia after they went into Eretz Yisrael. Kederech Sheharos Lahen Barishona, the same way that Hashem showed them the Derech with the Amud Anan in their first wanderings in the Midbar. Yeah, the Amud Anan telling them where to go. Here in the second wandering in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is now also giving them the tricks to figure out which way they're supposed to go. So it says derech. It says derech is to tell them derech lechu below besodas ukramim. Go on the roads. Just go. Come when you come in. Go straight on the roads. Don't veer off to the crumb of the sodas. Go straight on the roads. Right. Hayoshev b'yishu lechu below b'nivarios. Don't turn to the desert. Don't turn anywhere else. Go through the populated areas. That's the route you're supposed to take. Right, ba'arava means ba'arava lechu v'lo v'har mikvos. You should go straight. Don't start wandering into the mountains and everything else. Just follow the path, and that's the way you should follow when you get into Eretz Yisrael. And it's not coming to teach us where Hagrizim and Har Eval is. Short, quick thought, but we'll stop here because the next beginning here is continues all the way over into Amud Aleph. So everyone have a good day.